sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. And l'schus Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, Rav Moshe ben Rezel, Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, and l'schus Rav Ram Yosef ben Chana, Shal Bracha Batzlach v'chamase Hedeyam, Elu Nishmas, Maris Esther, Mas Rav Shmuel. I saw Rav Shabbos in the Hapardes Torah Journal, one of the last editions that came out, one of the last booklets that were printed, because the editor was Hagaon Rav Simcha Elberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and he unfortunately was Nifter, and the journal, which was for decades, you know, one of the most influential primary Torah journals, and so many great Rabbanim used to write for this journal. Fortunately, it stopped publishing, but I came across an article by Rav Shlomo Halevi Varman, who's the author of the famed She'eris Yosef series. We've learned from that a lot in our Shiurim. Big fan of Rav Varman. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva de Nassau County, known in our circles as Hank. And Hitaka dedicates this article to his good friend, Rav Elberg, who is a big Marbitz Torah. And he did a lot for Rabbanim in America and for Moses of Torah and Chesed in America and Eretz Yisrael. And this article is about Arifas Egla Arufa, the decapitating of the Egla Arufa. In the Yerushalmi, in Maseches Sota, in the ninth perek, in the fifth halacha, there's a shaila there, Dama shel Egla Arufa mao she yachshir. Is the dam of an Egla Arufa decapitated Egla calf, is this dam machshir lekabel tuma? We know that if somebody dies and we don't know who killed him, and in between two towns, so there's a kainim of the town that's closer, come and they bring an egla, and they decapitate it, and they say hol nusach. So the question is the dam machshir lekabel tuma? The Karban Eidah explains that it's pashat that dam kachim is not machshir lekabel tuma, because it says ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim, only blood that is spilled on the ground like water is dam is machshir lekabel tuma. But if it's kachim dam, it's not spilled on the ground. You have to be makabel in a kli and do zrigalam is beach. So the Gemara therefore has a shaila about the dam of the Egla Arufa. Do we say that since it says the word kapara by the Egla Arufa, it has a din like kachim, like it says in Avodah Zarah 29b. Since it has a din like kachim, we'll say that its dam is in machshir lekabel tuma. Or maybe no, it doesn't have to be dam al hamizbeach. It doesn't have to be thrown on the mizbeach, and therefore it is machshir lekabel tuma. So explains the Pnei Moshe. And then the Gemara is poshet from a statement of an Amora that the dam of the Egla Rufa is tamei kedam nevela. Shema mina that the dam is machshir. Mishum de dam kachem eino mistamei veino machshir. Inami kev de mashbele dam chalal machshir nami. So if it's compared to dam nevela, and dam nevela is tamei, and so too the dam of Egla Rufa is tamei, so it must also be machshir, says the Karban Eidah, must be machshir lekabel tuma, because just like dam kachim doesn't become tamei, dam kachim isn't tamei, it's also not machshir, So the egg dam of the egg rufa, which is tame, is machshir. Inami kevin de mashbil adam chalal de machshir nami. Or you can say that it's compared to dam nevela, dam chalalim of this dead animal, and the dam of a dead animal is machshir, so it's also machshir. So either it comes from the fact that it's metame, just like it's metame, it's machshir, or just like the dam of chalalim of a nevela is machshir, so too the dam of an egla roof is machshir. Akopanim, the maskana of the Gemara is that the dam of egla rufa is machshir lekabel tumah. What's fascinating and surprising is that the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha of the Yerushalmi, which is not contested. So why doesn't the Rambam like this halacha? So that's a shaila. The Rashi in Pesachim at Tazayin Amid Beis writes that dam chulin shein choshem lekabel b'kli machshir diska shlamayim. Aber dam kachem is kabel b'kli v'tzorch menel mizbeach v'ener nishpach libud kamayim eno machshir lotz shlamayim. So, dam chulim, which you don't have to be makabel in a kli, is machshir, because it's compared to water. But dam kachim, which is received in a kli, and you need to throw it on the mizbeach, and it's not spilled on the ground, is not machshir lekabel tuma, and it's not equated to water. So we see that dam kachim is not machshir, not because it has a shame and a cheftza of kachim on it. It's not true. It's only not machshir because it's not nishbach kamayim, because it's miskabel b'kli. If that's true, then dam of an egla rufa, which is not miskabel b'kli, should also be machshir. So if the whole vort of the machshir lekabel tumah is whether or not it's received in a kli or spilled on the ground like water, so it's pashut that dam of egla rufa, which is not miskabel b'kli, it's pashut that it should be machshir, even though it says kapara kachim. But still, the whole yisod, the firashi of why it's machshir, is because the whole yisod why it's machshir is because it's miskabel, because it's not miskabel b'kli. So if the dam egla rufa is not miskabel b'kli, of course it's machshir lekabel tumah. As long as it's spilled on the ground, it's machshir lekabel tumah. It's machshir. So what's b'chlal the suffix of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi has this whole suffix. Is the dam egla rufa machshir or not? Push it that it's machshir. If fi Rashi in Pesachim, the dam kachim is not machshir because it's miskabel b'kli. But this isn't miskabel b'kli, the dam of the egla rufa. As ma b'chlal ha-sheila? So maybe we can say as follows. Says Harav Varman Zichron of Vracha, such a beautiful Talmud Chacham, that it says in Chulin and Aflamid Heyomid Beis that Dam Shchit is Machshir, because it says Alarch Tishbechenu Kamayim, and Dam Chalalim is Machshir. In other words, if Dam after Shchita, Dam if an animal died, it's also Machshir Lekabel Tumah. It says V'Dam Chalalim Yishte. Tosfos says, brings Rabbeinu Tam, that unlike Rashi, Rashi learns that it's talking about a behema. But Rabbeinu Tam learns that when it's, then it says that Dam Chalalim Machshir, it's talking about Adam, of a Chalal of an Adam, not of a behema. Person who was killed, that's dam chalalim. Rashi says talking about a behema that was killed. So they learn from dam chalalim yishta, which implies that it's a mashke and it's machshir lekabel tumah. So as we see on the bottom of the page, on lamed hayamid beis and chulin, so Rabbeinu Tam says that's talking about dam adam. So according to Tosfos, dam behema is not machshir if it's if it's dam chalalim. It's only machshir if it's dam shchita. And so we see in the Rambam, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tumas Ochlim, in the 3rd halacha, so now we can say that the suffix of the Yerushalmi is if there's a chalos of shem shchita ba'arifas egla. Because only in such a case it's considered dam shchita and it's machshir. Remember, we've concluded from the sugya that only dam shchita is machshir. We don't have a source that dam chalalim is machshir. So the question is, what is the status of an egla rufa? Is it dam shchita? Is decapitating the calf considered shchita? Or is it considered dam chalalim? Is it considered the blood of an animal that just died, that was killed, and with a sword, and that's not machshir, because dam chalalim is not machshir if we're talking about an animal, lefi rabbeinu tam. And this also is understood from what the Mishnah Lamelech in the 10th parak of Tumas Ochlin, Halacha Gimel, brings the Yerushalmi and what the Rambam writes, that dam shchita is machshir. So dam shchita is machshir, and then he brings the suffix of the Yerushalmi, what about the dam of an egla rufa? Is that machshir or not? So you see the shaila is arifas egla, is the decapitation of the calf, considered shchita or not considered shchita? Now, in Chulin Pei Aleph Amud Beis, we're not going to get into the whole sugya there, but it comes out that the sheet of Tosus is that according to the Rabbanan, we paskin like the Rabbanan, Arifa is considered Shechita. And since Arifa is considered Shechita, then there's a chiyuv of Osov Es Beno, that you're now that a Shecht, Osov Es Beno, the mother and the child on the same day, animals, so that applies to even if you do Arifa, because Arifa is considered Shechita. And so holds Rabbi Yanai in the Yerushalmi in Perek Tes Halacha Hey, that Arifasa is Shechitasa. That's what it comes out according to Tosfos in Maseches Chulin and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, that according to the rabbis, Arifa is considered Shechita. And there's a chiyuv of also vespinolo sishchetu biyom echad, and so holds Rav Yana in the Yerushalmi and sota perek tes halacha hey. However, in the Yerushalmi there in halacha vav, there's a machlokas. Rav Yana holds that arifa is considered shchita, and Reish Lakish holds no, that it's not considered shchita. So you're not chayav an also vespino. Arifa lo nechsheves l'shchita. Why? Because maybe Reish Lakish holds that you can only have a chalos shem shchita if it's matir la'achila. As Rav Simcha Elberg noted, that the makor of halacha, the dam shchita is machshir, is in the pasuk v'alaretz shpchenu kamayim. And that pasuk is talking about shchita that's matir la'achila. Shchita that's materis la'achila. So it has to be shchita that permits eating. That is going to be the only type of shchita that is considered a valid shchita, and arifa, which doesn't permit eating, is not going to be considered a valid shchita. So now, according to what we said, that the sveika, the suffix of the Yerushalmi, is if the dam of an egla rufa is machshir, is talui whether there's a chalos shem shchita when you do arifas egla. So kumtois, it emerges that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Reish Lakish. So according to what we saw in Perek Tes Halacha Hey, we saw there that it says that Dama Shalegla Tame Kedam Nevela. And that means that it is Machshir LeKabel Tumah. So that opinion, I think it's Rav Chiya, Rav Chizda, so that opinion holds that the dam of an egla rufa is machshir, that's b'shitas Rabbi Yanai. Because since it has a din shchita, it's machshir l'kabel tumah. But according to Reish Lakish, that there's no chalos shem shchita on the arifa. So the egla rufa is not considered dam shchita, and it's not machshir, so it's really totally this machlokes. Whether the egla rufa is machshir, the dam of the egla is machshir kabel tumah, is if the arifa is considered shchita. We have a machloka that's about that in the Yerushalmi. So according to the opinion, it's considered shchita, it's machshir. According to the opinion, it's not considered shchita, it's not machshir. The Rambam, in the 12th paragraph of Shchita Halacha Vav, writes that Shchita she'ena ru'uya shma shchita lefika chariz shachat chulim ba'azar v'tshrefa v'shara niskal v'egla rufa paraduma v'shachat lakum v'achor v'shachat esesheni loke. So Rambam says that if the shchita is not roi, if it's not a valid shchita, it's still considered shchita as far as Elsa Vesbino is concerned, and therefore if somebody shechted chulin bazara, which is a no-no, or a trefa, which is not machshir, which is ena ru'uya, or shor nisko, which is ena ru'uya, or egla rufa, which is ena ru'uya, in other cases, and then somebody else shechs the second animal, gets malchus, Elsa Vesbino. So, frekt the Minchas Chinuch and raised Sadi Dalet on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam say here that if a person shechts the Egla Rufa, it's considered Shechita She'ena Ru'uya? Say better. Say if he did Arifa on the Egla Rufa, he's Chayav Mishum Oso Vesbino, because Arifa says Zoi Shechitasa. So not only are you chayev when you do shchita on the egla rufa, but you're also chayev also vesbino when you do a rifa on the egla rufa? You don't think you don't shechti, you decapitate it from the back, not from the front. So why does the Rambam write as achidish? So maybe we can say b'shitas haRambam, no, a rifa's pater mishum also vesbino, because he holds like Reish Lakish that shchita, that a rifa is not considered shchita. And therefore it makes sense that you would not be chayiv if you did arifa and one animal and then shchita on the child, because arifa is not considered shchita, because the Rambam possibly holds like Reish Lakish. And if that's true, we understand why the Rambam was mashmit the halacha that we learned from the Yerushalmi in the beginning of this year, from Perek Tes Halacha Hey, the Halacha of Reb Chiya. I looked it up at Reb Chiya. So the Rambam doesn't hold like that Halacha. That the Yerushalmi says, Lashon Yerushalmi is, Min Ma Detani Reb Chiya Dama Tame Dama Machshir. And there Karban Eda says that the dam of an egla is tame, like the dam nevela. So shema mina that it's also machshir, like dam nevela. Because it's not like dam kachim. So the Rambam doesn't paskin like this halacha. The Rambam doesn't paskin the dam of egla roof is machshir. Because since the Rambam holds like Reish Lakish, and the Maisa Arifa is not considered a Maisa Shchita, so the Dam of Egla Rufa is not Dam Shchita. And the only time Dam Behema is Machshir is if it's Dam Shchita. And this is not considered Dam Shchita, because like we said before, the whole Shaila of whether Dam is Machshir Lekabel Tuma is if it's considered Shchita or not, because we had in Tosfos that dam behema is only machshir b'dam shchita. So the question is egla rufa, is that considered shchita? So if we hold it is, then the dam is machshir. If it's not, it's not. And the Rambam holds apparently that it's not. And therefore it makes sense that he would omit the halach of Reb Chiya that dam egla rufa is machshir l'kabel tuma, because he holds like Reish Lakish that it's not considered dam shchita. However, we still have to resolve the fact that the Rambam paskins in the third parak of Hilchos Avos Tumah, Salacha Yud Gimel, that Egla Rufa, which is beheaded, which is decapitated, which in Aref's Kirch says Tahara. So we just wanted to assert that the Rambam holds that Arifa is not considered Shechita. So then why is Arifa Metayer? Shechita is Metayer, but not Mitumah, but not Arifa. Otherwise, should have a dinavela. But maybe they're two different gedarim. that according to Reish Lakish and the Rambam, Arifas is Metar Midei Nevela, even though there's an Echev to Maisa Shchit, and it's Metar Bikshim, because it's Kapar Ksivba, Kekotchen. But it still doesn't have a din of Shchita. Now, the Rambam Paskins in the fifth parak of Hilchas Avodah Siyama Kippur Melacha Yitzayin, that a mum passels Besara Mishtaleach, Filu Mum Oiver, V'chenim Nasim Chusus Man Nifsa, Kon Shenishchata Imo Lechoyle, Shetchiyoso La'azazel Hi Shchitoso. Ooh, so the Rambam here says that that you can't, if you're going to be over an Osev Ez Beno, you can't send the Sarah Mishtalech, you can't send it over the cliff, because Tchia, sending it to the cliff, over the cliff, La'azazel L'shchita, like the Gemara in Yuma 64a. So what's the difference between Sarah Mishtalech and Arifas Egla? Arifas Egla, we said, it's not considered Shchita. But Sari Mishtalech is considered Shchita. What's the difference? So in the Ritva and Yuma, he writes that Chiyasa Letzuk is its Shchita. The Hachi Gemiri La. Because we have a halacha, the Moshe Misinai, that by Egla, by Sari Mishtalech, it's considered a proper Shchita. So that would be the difference, that by Sari Mishtalech you have halacha Misinai, here you don't. And the Sefer Ayosher Rabbeinu Tam in Tarlab, he says that Arifa, even though it's Metaher, it's Midei Nevela, that the Arifa makes it that it's not a Nevela, nevertheless, it's not considered Shchita. She'en Rele Gedr de Mitzvah Greda Shabal Chet. So you just have a mitzvah, there was a sin here, so you have to do Arifas Egla. Mashen Kein Dechiel, so therefore it's not considered Shchita. Mashen Kein Dechiel, so Letzuk, Dehavei Keshchitas Oilas Kotshim, V'toiras Korban Ala Shiloch. This is a big raid in Achronim, that the Sara Mishtaleach has a Torah's might have a Torah's carbon, an amazing idea, a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. So the Egla Rufa is Begeder Mitzvah, doesn't have Torah's kachim, and but the Sara Mishtaleach, says the Sefer Yashar, it's Keshchitas Olas Kachim and has a Taras Karban. And Tosis Rid in Kiddushin 57a, it says that the Egla Rufa only has Dine Kapar, not Dine Kedusha, so is Mefurish in the Tosef and Parah Perak Beis Me'alach Adalid. And that it says in Sanhedrin 48a, Lafuke Egla Rufa Gufa Kedusha. So what's Pshat Gufa Kedusha? And that implies that it is Kachim. What's the Kedusha? So that's discussed by the Aruch Laner, and also discussed by Rav Arman in his fantastic sefer Oros Yimei Harachamim. He has a whole sefer on Inyane Yamim Noraim, so I highly recommend that. I think you could get it for free on Hebrew Books today. Fortunately, you can get most of them for free. Many of them, I don't want to say most, but tens of thousands. It's Mamish Ador, where it's hard not to learn. It's hard not to learn Torah. It used to be hard to learn Torah today. It's really hard not to learn Torah. Akoponim, with this, maybe we can be Miyashiv the Kasho of the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah and Beis and the Gemara in Bava Kama Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that there it says Mimash Rishin Amra Soka Yisoka Lashor En Yodei Ashu Neveila V'Neveila Asura B'Achilo Matam Elam Elo Yochel. Why does it have to say by Shor Niskal Soko Yisoka Lashor? The moment you say Soko Yisoka Lashor, I know you can't eat it. So what does it mean Lo Yochel? What does it mean you can't eat it? Push it. If it's getting skeel, you can't eat it. Azoy Zok the Gemara. Why does it have to say lo yochel if we already know it's in a veil and it's aser ba'achila? Frekta minchas chinuch, since the mitzvah is b'skila, we could say that the skila is the shchita, just like we say tchiyos or letzuk. Of the sari mishtaleach is the what's it called? Is the shchita. So here also we can say the skila is the shchita. So why is the Gemara asking b'pshitus that it's in a veil? Mar assumes it's in a veil and therefore it can't be. Why is it in a veil? Maybe the skill of the Shura Niskal, who has to be killed because he killed somebody. So that skila is just like Shchita. It's like Tchiyas HaLetzuk. Why is it so partially where it's in a veil and you can't eat it? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's different. Shura Niskal is different because it's just a gather mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it. It's not no better than Egla Rufa. It's not a cheft of shchita to be mechayiv mishum osov esbenon. You can't compare it to Shara Mishtaleach, that the tchi is keshchita salas kachim and has a taras carbon. And the tzafnas paneach in hochas machalas asurus and hochas matnas sinim, right? Shura Niskal is a gather of biarta hara mikir bechos. That's not an inyan of oinesh. That's not an inyan of kodshim. So it's pashut that it's an avir, just getting rid of the evil. In the Ramban in Parshas Noach on the pasuk Vachas Demchel, he writes that skila shor nisko is not to be manish as bail of b'mammon, because even shor amidbar is chayav misa. It's just a gather of a biyar to harami kirbecha. You just got to get rid of the evil. And the Rabbeinu B'chai discusses this in Parshas Mishpatim. So maybe the Kashad Minchas Chinuch is Lashitas Rav Yanai and Tosin Chulin and Pei Beis Amar Aleph that there's a chiyuv of also Bes Beno Beg LaRufa, because the Arifa is considered Shechita. So if you say that the Arifa is considered Shechita, then like we discussed before, the opinions that Arifa is Shechita, then the Minchas Chinuch is bothered, so then why don't you say the same thing by Shor Niskal? Again, if you hold that it's Shor Niskal Zubiarta Rami Kirbecha, the question doesn't start. But maybe the Minchas Chinuch wasn't necessarily thinking like the Ragachever, like the Mashmaos of the Ramban. But the Minchas Chinuch was thinking that if Arifa, so you have the Sari Mishtaleach, that's considered Shechita, and Arifa is considered Shechita, even though it's only Begeder Mitzvah, it's not Kachim. So then why Shor HaNiskal? Shor HaNiskal, just like Arifa Segla is Shechita, Shor HaNiskal should also be Shechita. So why is it Azab Pasha to the Gemara that it's an Avela? So, Varman Zechon Levracha is Miyashev, I could say Zechon Tzadik Levracha, who am I to say that he wasn't a Tzadik? Zechon Tzadik Levracha. The amount of Torah he knew, I'm sure he was a Tzadik. So, even though I was not Zechon to know him personally, I called him once on the phone. Spoke to me, had a very nice conversation. Really enjoyed talking to him. In any event, I went over to his house also. I happened to have been in Kew Garden Hills once for Shabbos. Went to his house. I was staying right nearby. Kew Garden Hills isn't that big, but I was staying around the block, I think. But he wasn't home that Shabbos. And then he was nifter not so long after. So we could be so Ravarman is Miyashiv, the Kasha of Minchas Chinuch, with the tour. This is a very, very, very famous Yisod. And then with this Yisod, we could be Miyashiv, the Kasha of Minchas Chinuch, that why it's so pasha to the Gemara that by Shor HaNiskal is an Avela, even though you're doing a mitzvah, just like a Rifa Segla is a mitzvah, and according to an opinion of the Gemara, that's considered Shechita, so why not also here by Shor HaNiskal? So the Torah says in Arachayim Tov Memhei that according to Rabbi Yehuda Oldim Sachim, that ain't Biruch HaMetzel Sreifa, the ashes are mutter, because we pass in Truma that Tumura and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that if something is burned, the ashes are mutter. The Rabbanan who hold that hashbasasu b'chol davar, that it's not a mitzvah dafka b'sreif, you can get rid of it anyway, the ashes are usser, because hanikbarim, something that's supposed to be buried, the afer is usser. So this is not considered according to the Rabbanan. Nisrafim, only according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's nisrafim. Nisrafim, Efron mutter, the ashes are mutter. The Rabbanan, they hold hashbasasu b'chol davar, because it's not a din of Nisrafin, as a din of Nikbarim, they just get rid of it. And therefore, the Afer is us, or Frek Rebbe Kiva Eger, according to Tosin Tumura, that the Nisrafin Ephron is mutter, is because you did the mitzvah. And there's nothing that you do the mitzvah, and it's considered a meilah, like we see in Sukkah 49b. Mashen came to Nikbarim, there's no mitzvah, b'kvuras, and the Chiyuv is just to get rid of them as a takala, you don't want them around. And it's not considered Nasis Mitzvasam. So according to this, even if you hold Ashbasasos B'chol Davar, even if you hold that you're allowed to get rid of the chametz in any way you want, it doesn't dafka have to be burned, it's still a mitzvah of teshbisu. If it's a mitzvah of teshbisu, it should be mutter, because if the whole yisod of nisrafim ephron mutter is because you did the mitzvah, so that applies even if there's not dafka mitzvah to burn the chametz. Anyway, you get rid of the chametz is a mitzvah. So memela, after you crumbled it up and you threw it in the air, whatever you did with it, to be mashbis this chametz, it should be permitted. It should be permitted because you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah, even if you throw it in the yam, whatever it may be, you don't necessarily have to burn it. Anything you do is considered a mitzvah. And the yisod is that once you do the mitzvah, then the Efer becomes mutter. So why? What's the Torah talking about? That he's mechalek between Shitas Rabbi Huda, who holds that it's Sreifa, and the Chachamim, who holds that it's Bechol Dover. Then according to Rabbi Huda, the Efer is mutter, but not according to the Chachamim. So here comes Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi with his famous Yisod in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in the third halacha, to be miyashev. You can't compare, because the mitzvah of Hashbasaso B'chol Dover, the tachlis is that the Bailim shouldn't have chametz. If the mitzvah is b'sreifa, there's a on the cheftz of the chametz, there's a din sreifa. So the only way the chametz can be mutter is if there's a din on the cheftz. If there's a din on the cheftz, you have to get rid of the chametz. Then you can say they have to burn the chametz. So now you can say, oh, you see this cheftz of chametz? The mitzvah was done on this cheftz of chametz, and memela you can be nana. Mashen Kain, if the mitzvah is just on the bailim, just to get rid of it, that's not matir the afer. So however the bailim got rid of it, even if the bailim burned it, right? So now it's burned. Yeah, but it's not that there was a mitzvah done on the cheft of the chametz. There's a mitzvah on the bailim. It's a mitzvah on the gavra. The bailim don't have chametz anymore. So since the Bailim don't have chametz, so that's the way they're Mekayim Tashbis, but it's not Matir the Efer. What's Matir the Efer is where there's a mitzvah on the Cheftza. And according to the Rabbanan, there's no mitzvah on the Cheftza. According to the Rabbanan, the mitzvah is on the Gavra, to get rid of the chametz. So therefore, the Efer is not Mutter. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a mitzvah on the Cheftza to burn it, there you could say, Nasis mitzvah son, and the Efer is Mutter. That's the Yisod of Rabbeinu Chaim. So based on that, we could be Miyashiv the Kashim and Cheschinuch. Because when you talk about Sarei Mishtaleach, there's a mitzvah on the cheft of the Sarei Mishtaleach to throw it over the cliff. In the mitzvah of Arifas Egla, there's a mitzvah in the chalais on the cheft of the Egla, of this calf, that you should do the decapitation of Arifa. There you can say it's considered shechita, because you did the mitzvah on the cheft to do these actions. But when it comes to Shor HaNiskal, there the ikar is not on the cheftza. There the ikar is, like we saw from the Ragged Shavar and Mashmos of the Ramban, there the mitzvah is biur hara mikirbecha, get rid of the evil. There's no mitzvah on the cheftza. The mitzvah is that you shouldn't have evil in your midst. Since the mitzvah is not on the cheftza, memei, let's push it that it's not considered shechita. And the Gemara asks, so if it's not, if it's stoned, of course you can't eat it, it's in a vela. And the Gemara doesn't question that maybe it's mutter to be eaten because it is a skila as a din shechita. Because here, the yisod of the skila is just to get rid of it. It's not a din on the cheftza, it's a din in you. Just to get rid of it, just like the chametz. There's no, you're not allowed to get hanoah from the efer because the din is on you, just to get rid of your chametz. It's the same yisod. And therefore, it's not, you can't say nasis mitzvasa. So that's a very, very beautiful mahalach. And I'm so glad that we're able to learn this Torah together. And we should zelchem mirtz Hashem to keep a very, very fascinating sugya. It'd be great if we could come back to it. And we should be zelchem lumo dulamed lishmor balas l'kaim is called divrei sama torah sabi ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.